Ever feel like you're trudging through mud? Like that motivation well has run dry and your enthusiasm is gathering dust in a forgotten corner of your brain? Yeah, we've all been there. It's one of those universal experiences, the feeling of being stuck. But hey, welcome to ADHD Focus. I'm Asher Blake, your friendly neighborhood guide through the sometimes bumpy terrain of focus and concentration. Today, we're tackling a beast that haunts us all. How to stay motivated when you feel like you're firmly planted in stuck mode. Now, let's get real for a second. Motivation isn't some magical fairy dust that sprinkles itself on us whenever we need it. It's more like a muscle, and just like any muscle, it needs regular exercise to stay strong. But when we feel stuck, those motivational muscles can start to atrophy faster than you can say, procrastination. So how do we pump some iron back into that motivation tank? Let's break down 5 key takeaways that might just get you unstuck and moving again. First off, acknowledge the elephant in the room. You are feeling stuck. Don't try to bury it under a pile of, I'll get to it later, or pretend it doesn't exist. Sometimes just saying out loud, hey, I'm feeling a little unmotivated right now, can be like lifting a weight off your shoulders. It allows you to face the challenge head on instead of letting it fester and grow into something bigger. Next up, break down those big goals into smaller, more manageable chunks. You know that daunting project looming over you? The one that feels like climbing Mount Everest in flip-flops? Well, let's turn it into a series of mini-adventures. Instead of, write the entire novel, think, write 500 words today. That shift in perspective can be a game-changer. Remember, Rome wasn't built in a day, and neither will your epic masterpiece. Celebrate those small victories along the way. They add up to big wins over time. Now, let's talk about that sneaky culprit, self-criticism. We all have that inner voice that loves to whisper negativity our way. But guess what? That voice doesn't know any better. It's like a broken record playing the same old tune. Instead of letting it run your show, try rewiring those thought patterns. When you catch yourself slipping into self-criticism mode, flip the script and offer yourself some kindness. You're human. You make mistakes, and that's okay. Learning from them is what counts. Speaking of learning, remember that motivation often comes from a place of curiosity and exploration. What sparks your interest? What do you genuinely enjoy doing? Incorporate those things into your routine, even in small ways. Whether it's taking a quick break to read a few pages of a book you love or trying a new recipe during your lunch break, these little acts of self-care can rekindle that flame of motivation. Finally, don't underestimate the power of seeking support. Talk to friends, family, mentors, anyone who can offer encouragement and a listening ear. Sometimes just sharing your struggles can make them feel less overwhelming. Remember, you're not alone in this journey, and there are people who care about your success and want to see you thrive. Imagine this, you've got that big presentation coming up, the one that makes your palms sweat just thinking about it. You've been putting it off for weeks, feeling overwhelmed by the sheer size of the task. The deadline is looming, and you're stuck in a loop of procrastination and self-doubt. Sound familiar? But then, you remember these 5 key takeaways. You acknowledge that you're feeling overwhelmed, break the presentation into smaller, manageable chunks, research, outline, draft, rehearse, and celebrate each completed step. You silence that inner critic by reminding yourself that it's okay to make mistakes, and you seek support from a trusted friend who offers encouragement and constructive feedback. You even sneak in some time to read a chapter of your favorite book during your lunch break, rekindling that spark of motivation. By implementing these strategies, you transform that mountain of fear into a series of manageable steps, regaining control and heading towards success. So, what's the takeaway? Motivation isn't always a constant state. It fluctuates like the tides. But by recognizing the signals, taking proactive steps, and cultivating self-compassion, we can navigate those dips and find our way back to that motivated groove. Remember, you are capable of incredible things, even when you feel stuck. Stay tuned for more ADHD Focus episodes where we continue to unravel the complexities of focus, concentration, and calm, one insightful conversation at a time.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.